As we continue in worship, we're going to do the scripture reading a little differently today. I invite you to find your hymnal and turn to page 836. How we normally do our responsive reading. It's a responsive scripture today. Psalm 115, verses 1 through 11. So when you see the little R, that'll be the sung response that Christina and Amanda will help lead us in. And then you'll read the bold type print, and I'll read the unbold print as we go through our scripture. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory, for the sake of your steadfast love and faithfulness. Why should the nations say, where is their God?
Our God is in the heavens.
Whatever pleases God does. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands.
They have mouths but do not speak, eyes but do not see.
They have ears but do not hear, noses but do not smell.
They have hands but do not feel,
feet but do not walk, throats but make no sound. Those who make idols are like them.
So are all who trust in them.
O Israel, trust in the Lord.
The Lord is their help and their shield.
O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord.
The Lord is their help and their shield.
You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord.
The Lord is their help and their shield.
This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. God, we do indeed love you, and we thank you for this time. We thank you for the opportunity to gather in this place today, that we might worship you with our heart, soul, mind, and strength, that we might hear your word, be transformed by it, and enter back into the world as agents of your goodness for those around us. Speak to us this day. In spite of me, that your word might be proclaimed and we might hear what you would have to say to us today. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Does anyone have a smartphone? Anyone have a smartphone? Am I the only one that has a smartphone? This little device here that I hold in my hand, we've become pretty dependent on. It connects us to family and learning and opportunities. It allows us to quickly pay our bills and search the news and instantly see the faces and talk to those across the world. But also, it can and often does consume our attention, shape our desires, and tell us what matters. Whether we are driving in the car or casually walking down the street, we often have our device close or in our hand. This device gives us freedom, but it also holds us captive at the same time. We're expected to have it with us, to pay attention to it, and if we don't answer it in a timely manner, whether it's a call or a text or whatever, it causes panic. I think I might be preaching to myself today. As we go through our daily routines, we unconsciously begin to mirror the people and the things we spend the most time with. Friends adopt similar phrases. Couples develop similar expressions. Children imitate their parents, both in speaking and behaving. And if they're not around them enough, then they often will then start imitating those they're watching on YouTube or other avenues. We become like what we behold. In today's scripture, the psalmist in Psalm 115 understood this long before modern psychology. The scripture warns us against the dangers of idol worship, reminding us that those who worship false gods become spiritually numb and blind. Idols have mouths but cannot speak, eyes but cannot see, ears but cannot hear. These objects that we give our attention and time to are obviously we give them the power because they're unable to speak and see and hear and smell and feel and walk. However, at the same time, the scripture reminds us that those who make them will be like them. Whatever captures our attention and devotion ultimately shapes our character. We become like that which we spend our time and give our attention. We give them the power and the ability to influence us and others. Psalm 115 is contrasting lifeless idols with the life-giving God, who is all-knowing and all-powerful and always present, who desires our attention and our relationship. We see the contrast of the power and the glory of the Lord with that of idols. In the scripture, there's a struggle of the Israelites to maintain faith in the world where the presence of God may be questioned by others. And it serves as a reminder to the Israelites and to us that despite any doubts or challenges to their faith, that God is with them. Comparing God's presence with the presence and the attention we give to things of this world. Contrasting the ineffectiveness and fruitlessness of these things of the world with the way that God gives us strength. The psalm serves as a reminder to followers of the importance of giving God glory to God and recognizing God's love and faithfulness and trusting God's authority over all things that we are drawn to and that we focus on. So I realize it's hard. Like I said, we are so dependent on the things of this world, like our cell phones. It was hard when the Israelites were there in this time of this psalm and King David, and things haven't gotten much easier. None of us were alive at that time, but I can only imagine that as we live in a world of notifications that are constantly drawing our attention, it's hard. We often chase things believing they will lead to lasting happiness. It's so much easier to hear and be influenced by the world than it is to be patient and listen for God's quiet voice. We desire things to change instantly, and we're constantly drawn towards temporary satisfaction. And although they may satisfy us for a little while, it's always and usually a short-lived joy and not a lasting contentment. In fact, things often draw us further and further down the rabbit hole of increased desire and the cycle of wanting more and more of a never-ending quest of fulfillment, leaving us feeling empty. The world offers many enticing promises, but they ultimately fall short. And so in this psalm and throughout the scriptures, we're reminded and given this opportunity and option to go through life's journey seeking God. The dichotomy of God's character and nature with that of the world. In verses 9 through 11, O Israel, trust in the Lord. The Lord is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. The Lord is their help and their shield. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. The Lord is their help and their shield. Through these verses, we're reminded of God's faithfulness and presence in the time of our trouble. We're reminded to place our trust in God, seeking God to transform life's challenges into opportunities to feel God's presence and peace. Whereas many times it's easier for people to disappear when things get challenging, God never leaves. God never leaves. When our life gets overwhelming, God is there, and we can lean upon God. For God is always ready to provide strength and protection, guiding us through life's challenges. It was the same then as it is now. We're reminded of the timelessness of God and the call to place our trust and faith in a living God who actively cares for his children, constantly giving us what we need to overcome the challenges, giving us a hope for a future that we live into and towards every day. In our Lord's Prayer, we say it, but do we believe it? God gives us our daily bread and strength for today. Sometimes that's through you and me. Being with people, providing a presence of God's love and grace to others in need. That God works through God's people, even as He is there, as God is there as well. Friends, whereas things of this world come and go, I think we're on iPhone 17 now. The iPhone 1 was like back then, and now we're on iPhone 17, and it's going to be iPhone 18, and things come and go, and we're always seeking more and better. The one true God never changes. Never changes. The same God that was for us yesterday is the same today and there tomorrow, as it says in Hebrews 13:8. God's love is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. The one true God never changes. And through our relationship with God and God with us, God is capable of hearing our prayers, seeing our needs, and responding to the cries of his people. And so, friends, as we go through our journey, not always easy of a journey, may we be people who place our trust in God, who worship God, who give thanks to God, who seek to draw near to God as God draws near to us through prayer, through scripture, through worship. And through those avenues, we are transformed into God's likeness, reflecting God's love and truth and faithfulness in our lives, and allowing that truth to influence the world around us as we share attributes of the kingdom of God, where all people are cared for, where all people are loved, where all people receive daily bread and are nourished with the goodness of God. And so as we leave this place, probably with already many things on our mind and maybe even a few notifications already on our phone, may we reflect on places where we've placed our trust and devotion outside of our relationship with God. And may we be encouraged to lean on God above all, who is ever present, always with us, hears our prayers, and draws near. May we lean upon that goodness, and may we share that with the world around us. Let us pray. Holy and loving God, we give you thanks for this reminder that you are indeed our help and our shield. As we go through different challenges, and how it's so easy to try to find that quick solution, Lord, may we lean upon your goodness that is always there. May we lean upon your hope that is always there. May we lean upon our relationship with you above all, knowing that you care for us more than we could ever dream or imagine. And so, God, may we lean into that over maybe those temporary fixes. God, we thank you for this time together, for our church community, and for the opportunity that you give. As we go through our life together, may we draw near to you as you draw near to us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.